Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Good morning, everybody. Bennett Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Happy Tuesday to you. We are broadcasting live from the Odyssey Empire Studio right here off of Aero Drive. And spirits are very high. Even though I would say that the end of the year burnout scene is real. It's real. The last 2 weeks of the year, they really drag. And so, you know, just try to get through that. And then you got to get to Christmas and all your holiday shopping and all that. I want to talk about Christmas shopping in a moment, but I'll introduce the show first. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He's the executive producer and imaging director of the radio station. Good morning, Paulie.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. Benjamin Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. Benjamin, how are you, my friend?
Good morning. I'm good. I would say the weather outside is frightful, but not in the frosty, the snowman sense.
Right.
The Santa Ana winds, always very dicey here in San Diego, and just want to make sure everybody remains very careful and diligent that we don't do something, spark any fires or anything over these next couple of days.
They wreak havoc on my body as well, I feel. The congestion and things like that, I just haven't gotten quite used to them after
a lot of humidifiers going.
Yeah, a lot of that going around. You know, you got two little kids, both in school. They come home, they bring home everything that they bring home, and it's just that weird time of year. I think a lot of people feel it, man. Towards the end of the year, you're just like, all right, let's just get the calendar turned. Let's get the holidays going, and everyone get a little bit of a breather. Hopefully, everybody listening gets a chance to relax over the break. I know I'm going to relax like a madman, probably much to my wife's chagrin. Nothing makes a wife madder than to see her husband relaxing. Nothing. I mean, nothing. I think I could bring another woman home, and Hannah wouldn't be as mad as if she saw me relaxing. Does that make sense? Like, if she sees you enjoying yourself,
at least you're doing something.
Yes, with another woman. I feel like if she sees you on the couch just relaxing, watching a game, the rage that boils inside of them when they see that is like, why are you doing that? There are dishes that need to be washed. You know what she did to me the other day? I made some food in the morning, like Saturday morning, maybe made the kids some biscuits and had a coffee. And, you know, the day goes on. We had parties to go to and whatever. So I left my dishes in the sink. and other dishes throughout the day accumulated in the sink. Well, she just washed her dishes and piled mine off to the side. So I noticed that she did it. And then I got dug in because I wash her dishes all the time. I throw them in the sink. And if I see one of her mugs, I'll just take it and rinse it out and put it in the dishwasher. But they stayed there till Sunday. Sunday. And she goes, "Are you going to wash your dishes?" I go, "Are you?" She said, "No." I said, "Well, why not? I wash your dishes." I go, "This is what we're devolving into, me and you? Names on the orange juice? Did you drink my orange juice? It has a SW on it." So, yeah, I think everyone's gets a little crispy at the end of the year.
It's not like that everywhere. You know, dishes can stay in our sink for a day, and it's fine, and they get done eventually by someone going by, and that's just no one really. There's no recriminations about it.
In your house?
Yeah.
Paul, what about you?
Sorry, I'm dealing with our audio issues.
Oh, our audio doesn't work?
Yeah.
Great.
Repeat the question?
Never mind. Oh, they can't hear us.
That's why he's dealing with it.
Oh,
yes.
I didn't know.
They're having some audio issues.
I did not see the deal.
Paulie's working hard over there.
It's probably good. And if my wife heard that, she'd be mad at me. But, oh, well, she's already mad at me. So what are you going to do? Yep, she just said no audio. Good. Whew. I guess I'm off the hook. Somebody says it feels like I'm watching a silent film, but with color. Can people hear us on the radio, I wonder?
They should.
What is, why does that happen? Is it somebody messing with something overnight?
Yeah.
I always like to blame people that are in here before us for everything. So I don't
really. Isn't anybody in here overnight, is there?
Well, like, there's people here in the
building?
No, I don't think somebody snuck in and did it. But I do think that maybe, who's the last show in here? Scraby?
Scraby, the Scrabinator.
Freaking Scraby.
Although last night it was Monday Night Football, so.
Well, they were still the last show in.
I guess, yeah, but it wasn't last night. They were done like at 4:30.
So can we like curse now and no one can hear us? That'd be fun. That'd be a living on the edge type game.
Again, I do believe that people who are listening on the radio.
Okay. All right. Steve says radio, yes. All right. Should we start this over? I don't know really what to do. This really throws me off my game.
Don't start over.
I was on a roll. But everyone in the YouTube feed missed the whole bit.
And you're glad that they did.
Yeah, I guess I am. No sound. YouTube. I can hear you on the radio. Okay, radio's good. All right, well, hello to our radio audience. I mean, you guys are who we do it for. Anyway, we used to.
Probably the app. You know, anyone who listens later will be able to get it all in a podcast variety, so you didn't really miss anything.
All right. Do you want to take over? Because I'm a little bit lost. I'm a little bit thrown off.
It's fine. I had I don't want to say a rough visit to the dentist yesterday, but I mean, it was just a cleaning, which shouldn't be hard, but I have notoriously narrow spaces between especially my lower teeth, and it's just like war. You know, she goes in there with those scrapers and picks, and it's like you think she's done, and then she goes back, and she goes back again, and she goes back again. Feel like I'm sitting in that chair for hours. I know it really only ends up being about an hour, but the whole time is just scrape, 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 and it's not my favorite thing in the world. I will admit, I had a crippling fear of the dentist when I was a child.
Yep.
Just every single time, it was like I would dread it for weeks.
Same.
Before knowing, I got to go to the dentist in a month, and I would already start fearing it. And I've kind of lost a lot of that fear, but it's still not a fun experience.
I do not like it.
Sensitive teeth, and it's just like just waiting for that like stabbing, like ooh, right there, yeah, right there, ow. Ow, and it's just scrape, 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 scrape.
I've said it before, you know, think about the technological advancements that we've seen as a country. And think about the self-driving car. Think about Elon Musk is sending things, SpaceX. You're telling me the best we can do in the year 2024, almost 25, is a hook, a metal hook, to scrape tartar off my teeth? There's not some solution that you can give me that I can just rinse with for 30. I'll swish it for 30 minutes. What, gasoline, whatever it is.
Some sort of light or sonic wave.
Sonic boom.
Or something.
Yes, there's got to be.
And, you know, my hygienist is very nice. And I'm pretty diligent about going every 6 months. I don't,
My dentist is great.
And, of course, she says, you know what would really help?
If you brush your teeth.
No, she said, if you came every like 3 months.
No, there's no chance.
I don't like coming every 6 months. Now you want me to come every 3 months. And it's like, I know your insurance won't pay for that. They only pay for two visits a year, but it really would benefit you to, you know, come an extra couple of times. But I already don't like coming. And now you want me to be there like twice as often.
It's maybe the worst. It's the worst. It's the thing I look forward to the least is the dentist. And I love my dentist.
Yeah, me too.
He's the best. But that said, bro, I've abused my mouth for many, many years. And it's you get very, very scared to go in. Zins and Copenhagen and everything else. And you're like...
Chewing pens.
The guy, he's always like, I think you grind your teeth in your sleep. And I'm like, yeah, I also eat 14 pens a day, which probably doesn't help either. So... It is. My heart goes out to you. I don't like it, and your gums get all sore after you're done.
Sore all day long. Whole mouth.
Are you brushing?
I use the electric.
Okay, me too.
Oral, and I floss. I floss almost every single day.
Me too.
I use that rubber pick thing.
I got the pick too. I keep them in my car. Yes.
Yeah, I keep in my car just for a little extra oral care when I have a chance.
Listerine.
I don't Listerine. Maybe I should start Listerining.
I hear it's not great for you.
Okay, then maybe I shouldn't start Listerining.
I brought some of my Temu products in today.
Did you?
Yes, I did the unboxing. These guys to be able to hear it as well. Should we take a break? We'll take an early break. No? We'll take an early break, see if we can get the audio resolved, because I'd like the online audience to be able to see what we're doing, as well as the radio audience to be able to hear what we're doing.
All right, for the radio audience, I will say that we've got some giveaways this morning, multiple ones, so we're going to start early. Hopefully people will be able to hear us, but when we come back, we've got a pair of James Taylor tickets to give away. James Taylor going to be visiting San Diego, coming to the Rady Shell at Jacobs Park on May 10th, so your chance to win those tickets going to be coming up. We'll set the menu for the program and hopefully get the online streaming audio issues fixed on our YouTube stream. For everybody else, good morning. Again, be safe out there. Don't throw any like lit matches out of your car or anything stupid.
No.
And hopefully we'll all get through the next couple of days all right here in San Diego. It's Ben Woods and Paul. Kelly's got traffic, and we will get underway on a Tuesday morning here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fam.
It's better.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, take two of Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. I feel bad for the radio folk. I was getting texts, people saying, no, I can hear you fine. Keep going. But I'm also reading all these things. Like, I can't hear you. So it was really between a rock
back.
And a hard place.
They can hear us on the YouTube stream.
Okay.
For the YouTubers, you missed absolutely nothing.
Yeah, Ben went to the dentist. It didn't go well. My wife and I are arguing.
It's very windy outside. Be careful, et cetera, et cetera. And we broke early to see if we could fix our streaming issues, which Paulie and Mike, our engineer,
still
have done
nothing.
So.
It says still nothing in the chat.
The people said we were back.
But
we're not back.
Paulie's in the chamber.
All right, well, we're going to have to press on either way, Woods. So.
I don't know how.
You've got a whole bevy of supplies between you and me here.
I do. I got, what do we do here? Hold on. Mark says I can hear them.
He's messing with those, I think.
Is he? So, please let us know in the chat if you can hear us. This is killing me. This is the worst radio of all time.
Why don't you turn it off and just assume that we're talking to people? That's probably what, you know, in the history of radio, that's how it always worked. You never got to see your audience before the invention of, like, the YouTube stream. You just kind of randomly thought maybe people are listening. Maybe they're not.
Is this a brilliant ruse to drive everyone to the Odyssey app to inflate its numbers at the end of the year. Ooh. Could be. So listen, all right, I gotta minimize that because it is. Well, this is all visual though, so we're gonna have to wait on all of this. The things I brought in and
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Hopefully, we have it resolved by then. But how's everyone doing otherwise? You can, if you're listening.
I'm doing great.
Paulie's doing great. This Paulie gets in the chamber with this because he knows I'm in the chamber. But we will try to our best to soldier on. I wish I could come in this morning and tell you about all the big moves the Padres made overnight. Nothing. Absolutely nothing still. We did have an article drop from Kevin Acey that we're going to talk about today, certainly. I read it. I need a little explanation on it, as I usually do, but I do feel it's a little dire. Little more dire than maybe I had let on. Some anonymous sources have spoken about the financial situation of the San Diego Padres, and it's not great, Bob. It's not great so far. So I'd be really interested to see how creative these guys can get, and it seems that they're going to have to be.
Now, we also heard that AJ said, you know, he made a competitive offer to Kyle Higashioka. They've been in on every catcher, so
didn't get him.
You know, the business of the San Diego Padres is continuing this offseason. Now, you're not going to land every single player you go after. No team does.
How about one?
It's very early, Woods. There's a lot of players still available out there.
Tons.
There are.
Tons
and
of players.
Again, part of the offseason is sometimes patience as well. You know, being the first to sign players doesn't give you an extra prize when spring training starts or when the season starts.
It feels pretty good, though. For the guys covering the team, it feels pretty good.
See, but that really is irrelevant toward, you know, the actual makeup of the team. It's not the job of the general manager or the club to make the people covering the team or the fans feel good in December. It's to put together, you know, the best possible club by the time you get really around to, you know, March and April, and specifically September and October.
If I'm at a dance, a high school dance, and I'm with 50 friends, and there are 50 girls lined up against the wall waiting for their turn to dance, and 49 guys go get their pick of the litter. I don't mean to call them a litter. 49 guys get their pick of a woman to dance with. What's the 50th look like?
Yeah, but there's way more than 50 girls
okay.
at this dance.
Call it 70.
There's still 68 of them sitting out there. You didn't get the first. You didn't get the first girl. The Mets got the first girl. And, you know,
Mets got some girls. Phillies got some girls. The Dodgers got a few girls.
A couple.
They got guys walking out with two girls on each arm, and I'm still standing there with no date.
I would still say that 85% of the free agents that are available
still
that
waiting
started,
to dance.
Are still waiting to dance out there.
But the quality is what I'm talking about. Yeah, we could find somebody to dance with.
I mean, you never.
Who I wanted to dance with.
Is there someone who signed, other than maybe Kyle Higashioka, who the Padres offered and did not get? Is there anyone who signed that you thought the Padres were going to get this offseason? Like, wow, I really thought he was going to be a Padre.
Blake Snell.
You thought he was going to be a Padre.
I thought it was going to have to get then, super creative, but I, based on things that I'd heard, there was interest, mutual interest. And not only did we not get him, but he went to the Dodgers, too. Yeah, that
right.
sucks. It sucks.
So, but,
yeah.
Again, the dollar figures there. Obviously, Juan Soto was never in play for the San Diego
right.
Padres. It just, I've yet to be totally disappointed in anything that's gone
yeah,
on.
Yeah, Higgy was disappointing, Higgy, for sure. It seemed like such a no-brainer. But I know, listen, I know I'm a bit of a drama queen when it comes to this stuff. You know. I like excitement. I like, don't you guys, I mean, we've been conditioned now over the last few years. We've been spoiled.
Well, and you don't trust that AJ Preller, who has always come up with something surprising and exciting,
yep.
is not going to do that. I mean,
I
sometimes
do,
it happens in the end of December. It doesn't always happen at the winter meetings.
Yep.
It's not always early, but it always does happen under AJ Preller. There's always some, you know, unexpected trades, you know, interesting signings. They happen every single offseason. And then a lot of the stuff that he does doesn't even happen until spring training.
Well,
you know, the big moves like Dylan Cease and Luis Arraez is an in-season move. I mean,
but you're taking,
he's a 365 sort of GM, not a, oh, it's the winter meeting, so in these 3 days I have to do something. He's doing something the entire year long.
But if you connect the dots on the articles that have been written, the whispers coming out about the San Diego Padres, yeah, it makes it feel a little bit, this isn't like past off seasons where they just ripped the checkbook open and started getting all the players that they wanted. So that's when you see the entire package, when you read the latest by Kevin Acey, when you hear things like we hear, like you heard, all kinds of stuff, you look at that and go, whew, okay.
The unfortunate reality is the Padres are living in the real world.
Yep.
And we, for a couple of years, we kind of weren't.
Yeah, and that was fun.
We kind of weren't living in the real world under Peter Seidler's stewardship and, you know, wanting to go for it. But he's gone now. And, you know, as I said, the thing that I disagree with is that there's some sort of nefarious scheme going on in the Padres front office. I think there are forces that are even beyond their control in terms of Major League Baseball, you know, pushing back on payroll and what the Padres are even like safely allowed to do under the terms of, you know, like ownership agreements. Yeah. And they're going, you know, you really have to keep your payroll in check. And it doesn't seem fair. It feels like MLB is tipping their thumb on the scale a little bit because they don't do that to the Dodgers. They don't do that to the Mets because they have giant television deals. But they go, we can't allow one of our franchises to get in a bad position financially by spending more than their means. And,
it's,
you know,
it's wild. And
we know the Padres had to take out a loan last year.
Yep.
You know, that sticks in the craw of Major League Baseball. They don't like to see their teams do that.
You tell me, man, what's different. So the Texas Rangers, they spent a ton of money, right?
And now they can't spend anything.
So that's the thing. They spent a ton of dough. They signed a bunch of players for big, big money, Scherzer and DeGrom and on down the line. Simeon, I mean, they just went nuts. They win a World Series. They also lose their TV deal. And then their GM decides, we got to gut. We have to gut this thing. How's that better for Major League? How's that better for Major League Baseball? Doesn't Major League Baseball want teams to have sustained success and say, yeah, okay, like you may have gone a little bit over your budget. Who on this planet doesn't operate over budget? What company, what person doesn't operate a little bit over budget?
Well, I think, you know, they want teams to have sustained financial success, not
on the field.
I promise you at the end of the year, the number of wins will equal the number of losses in Major League Baseball. Baseball can't do anything about that. They will always be the same number of wins and losses in every single year in Major League Baseball. So they can't, you can't have, we have 30 franchises. They're all doing great. They were all 30 games above 500 last year. Fans are thrilled. I mean, we've never had higher ratings for our sport. Every team is in first place. Every team is going to the playoffs.
Happen.
We had 15 World Series champions last year. That would be great. Everyone would be happy, but that's not how sports works. You have one winner. You have half the teams finish with a winning record, half the teams finish with a losing record. They can't all have sustained success on the field, but you can, you know, try to make everyone financially as successful as possible. And that's what Major League Baseball is trying to do when it comes to these teams. And it's become more difficult with the uncertainty of these regional sports networks going away and local TV uncertainty.
But you see my point, right? So people in Texas, they get on fire for baseball, finally, right? And the Texas Rangers go out and win a World Series. And then what happens the next year? Ah, we got to gut it down. We got to tear it down. That's not good for the game either. And it's not just for the citizens of Dallas-Fort Worth. It's not good for the game as a whole. Hey, we just won a World Series. Now we're going to, you know, excommunicate players and cut payroll. That's not good. That's not a good model. You know, I love what the Padres have tried to do the last 10 years or whatever. Like they're trying to get ahead. And when they take two steps forward, sometimes they end up having to take three steps back. I just don't want this offseason to be a three step back.
Well, I mean, I would argue that they took five steps forward. And if they have taken a step or two back, they're still three steps forward from where they were, you know, and you can't deny that they're way ahead of where they were a few years ago. The strategy that Peter Seidler and AJ Preller implemented a few years ago has been wildly successful in changing the
perception
of baseball, the excitement of baseball in San Diego, and the results on the field with a, you know, trip to the NLCS in 2022, a playoff run taking the Dodgers to the brink this year. It's been wildly successful. But it came at, you know, a high cost financially to get to the Padres to that point. Something that they are obviously, and we'll talk about it, not able to sustain on a year in, year out basis. And still, they're way ahead of where they were just 5 or 6 years ago. You know, payroll is still up. It's going to be up this year from last year. It's just going to be very hard to acquire a lot of new players without putting into the stratosphere levels that they're not really comfortable, or Major League Baseball is not comfortable seeing the Padres get to.
Yeah.
So we will talk about it. That's going to be a big topic here in the early half of the program. We have our regular features, Take on Woods and Don't Do This. Sammy Leavitt will continue his live reports from the baseball winter meetings in Dallas. He will join us coming up at 7:35 this morning from the Hilton Anatole Hotel. Anything going on, anything new? Sammy had great coverage yesterday from Dallas. Videos, appearances on all shows, talking to insiders, talking to everybody who mattered. He was in the hotel suite with A.J. Preller. We have audio from Sammy and A.J. Preller together yesterday.
It was like a... It was like a documentary. I thought Sammy did a great that angle, the color, all of it. I was like, Sammy's got a future in documentary filmmaking. I was enamored with that. Did you like that too?
I did.
I thought it was great.
I did.
Yeah.
And then we've got our giveaways, and let's start with our first one right now. Tickets to James Taylor at the Ready Shell at Jacobs Park on May 10th. If you'd like to win them, call now, 833-288-0973. Hey, you're not competing against our YouTube audience at the moment. 833-288-0973. This might be your chance to win. Fourth caller right now is going to get a pair of tickets for the show on May 10th. Tickets go on sale this Friday at theshell.org. And we'll be back to talk about that new piece and the Padres' potential financial constraints when we return on 97.3 The Fan.
Constraint talk. You've just been called something that I still am trying to learn the definition of, and have been called it at home myself. I like to say it. My wife will say that I'm gaslighting, and then I'll say that she's gaslighting, and you've just been called a gaslighter, Ben. Gaslighting. Let's discuss.
I would say that the definition of that is saying something that's patently untrue, but then trying to convince people that it is true. Like, you know, some sort of alternate reality that you've created for yourself that doesn't really exist.
The modern definition of gaslighting is a psychological manipulation technique in which a person tries to convince someone that their reality is untrue.
So my wife does this to me sometimes. She'll say something and I'll go, oh, no, I'm not going to do that. And she goes, whoa, don't get so mad. And I'm like, I'm not mad. Are you gaslighting me? We have that exchange 5 times a week of, whoa, take it easy, guy. You know, and I'm like, what are you talking about? Then I get mad. If I'm not mad and you tell me I'm furious, that's what gets me mad. Does that make sense?
Right.
So our buddy Mike's a passionate guy, and I do love Mike a lot. He's a good kid. He says, I'm very sorry this is directed at you, Bus, Ben and Woods. But I was at the limit, then Ben brought it up. But I'm so effing tired of SD Media bringing up the current payroll and built-in raises as some indication the team is staying true to spending money. It's BS and it's gaslighting. I tend to agree with him. And because that money is, it's already spent. Like, you're going to get a raise. Everyone's going to get a bump or whatever. Things go up. We knew that. That was all built in and baked in. I don't think we, in good conscience, can sit in here and say, well, at the end of the day, the payroll isn't what it's... It's not going to look like it is now because we have to give blank, 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 and blank a raise, or their salaries bumping up this year or whatever. I don't think that's fair to the audience necessarily. And I do think that I don't think you mean to gaslight, but it's not the final number right now. That's a fact. It is going to look different. That's a fact. But it's going to look different without adding one single player. And I think that's what his point is.
Let's say your budget is $4,000 a month,
yes.
Your household budget. And you're paying $2,500 for your mortgage payment a month.
Okay.
All right, let's say...
I got $1,500 left to
work with. You got $1,500 left to spend. All right, you go out, you can spend what you want. Let's say next year you up your budget to $4,500 a month.
Okay.
But your mortgage payment jumps up to $3,300 a month.
So now I got $1,200 left.
So now you actually have, even though you've upped your budget,
you actually have less to spend. You're in the same house. You haven't improved your house at all.
Right.
It's the exact same house. The payment has just gone up. And even though your budget is higher, you actually have less to spend yes. on other things.
Correct.
That's what we're talking about here with moderates.
Why did my payment go up suddenly?
Because you had structured your payments that they were going to be escalating in the future when you were hoping, you know, you were going to have higher revenues and higher budgets for yourself, which you did.
Which you did.
But they didn't go up as fast as your payments
went. As you would have liked.
So now you don't have as much free money to spend that you may have had earlier.
Okay.
There's certainly an element of, you know, paying the piper here. The Padres yes, knew this was coming.
That I agree with.
And they never say that, you know, our budgets are going to go up, in an unlimited way for, you know, the rest of time. You know, they always talked about, yeah, well, we've got our five-year plan. When they say that, when A.J. Preller says, yeah, we're spending a lot, you know, it's part of our five-year plan, the unspoken part of that is that, well, in the, you know, fourth and fifth year, we're going to have to find a way to make back some of this money that we're spending in years one, two, and three by not being as aggressive financially. These are the, you know, the results of the actions that you have taken to improve your team and spend money earlier. It's giving you less flexibility to do so in the latter half of your five-year plan. That's the reality of it. Doesn't mean the Padres can't have a good team. They cut payroll by $90 million last year, and they got better. I don't know, you know, how that would happen. They don't have a Juan Soto to trade this year, but A.J. Preller can make trades. He can be creative, and, you know, they have a good nucleus to start with, you know, with players that are already really good players.
So you're in the glass half full, and I'm probably leaning towards the glass half empty.
Correct.
Yeah, which is about right for our show. Sounds about right. Doesn't mean I'm not excited, but, you know, you go into this offseason, based on what happened last year, for me, it's that step back in momentum. And I, you know, it's hard for me to get on here and go, no, you still gotta, don't worry, let's stay the course, guys. Let's continue to pack Petco Park and, let's do this and let's do that. You know, that makes me feel a little bit icky. You know, I think, you know, we talked about your fandom being conditional last week. And I do look at it and say, you can't let this thing die, man. This thing, don't let this campfire burn out, you know. And you need
there's
to.
There's no reason to think it will, though. I mean, there's no reason to think that the Padres don't have enough right now to be very competitive and make a run into the playoffs. You get into the playoffs, then you've got a shot.
Yeah.
So I don't see the momentum dying. At least not in 2025 for the San Diego Padres.
Fair. I mean, fair. Yeah, you have to see how it shakes out. But, I mean, you know that you have needs. A.J. Preller even yesterday was talking about some pretty obvious needs that the team has. And, you know, some of the guys that filled those roles last year are already gone. And
they had very obvious needs going into spring training last year
as
well.
They did. Yeah. Interesting. It's weird because the pieces that you're thinking about potentially using as trade chips to get creative and alleviate some salary concerns and constraints, the chips that you're going to need to use are chips that you need to win. So it makes it a little bit different when you're talking about starting pitchers and guys like that.
All right, let's check traffic. When we come back, we'll lay out some of the reporting, just kind of the whispers that are out there about the 2025 San Diego Padres. And again, none of this is coming directly from the team. They will not and have not ever told us what the payroll is going to be in 2025. So a lot of guesswork still going on here, and we'll do that after traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Want to take a quick moment to thank Senior Grubbies in Oceanside. Senior Grubbies is going to be helping out with our holiday and Christmas extravaganza next week, but they're having their Christmas party tomorrow from 6 to 8 p.m. They're sponsoring Got Your Back San Diego, a weekend food assistance program dedicated to supporting children in our local schools who have been identified as at risk due to food insecurity. Senior Grubbies is located at 311 North Tremont Street in Oceanside. So thanks to Senor Grubbies for their support.
That's good work right there.
That is great work during the holidays. So, yeah, Kevin Acey wrote in the UT this morning, under the headline, Padres trying to make numbers work for 2025. And none of this is going to come as a giant shock to Padres fans who have been paying attention. But says the Padres' payroll, according to sources familiar with their plans, will be higher than last year's final mark of $169 million. No one is saying...
Final mark meaning what?
What they actually paid their players last year. That was the total amount that they, in real dollars, they paid to players last year.
In 2024.
In 2024, yes, this year. No one is saying what it will be, but indications are the opening figure will be lower than the projected $210 million in commitments the Padres currently have when arbitration-eligible players are included.
So lower than the 210, which is what you just said, that's going to be higher than 169, guys. But now they're saying it's going to be even lower than that.
Right. So the 169, without doing anything, you know, the rent going up, the mortgage payment going up, goes up to 210 just to keep the same house.
Yep.
Essentially, not even the same house without Jurickson Profar, without Ha-Sung Kim, just keeping the players that you have under contract, including arbitration-eligible players and players who have raises in their deals.
Like Dylan Cease, Michael King, and Luis Arraez.
Correct. Takes them already up to 210 before you've done anything this offseason.
But now they want to get under that.
Yes. So, that's a pretty big, that's a $40 million increase before doing anything. That's an extra 25% added to the payroll right there. For most teams, that's an enormous jump season over season.
I just don't think you can look at it that way. I don't think you can. I understand why somebody would be
mad. There's no other way to look at it. That's just the math.
That's
now,
just the cost
how you
of,
feel about it is totally different. The math is...
This is what it's going to be.
You know, this is what it's going to be. Padres are increasing payroll somewhere between, you know, probably 15 to 25% next year, which is a pretty large bump. But because of the decisions they've made the last few years, it's not going to help them improve their roster at all.
Doesn't add one single player.
It does not. And that is why you're feeling that they're not doing anything this offseason.
Correct.
Yeah. Then that's the problem. He goes on to say that whatever their actual payouts are, one source says there's no scenario in which the Padres exceed the competitive balance tax threshold of $241 million. And they're already also at that threshold in, you know, average value contracts. So you can't really add anything without going over that threshold either. It means any moves that they make are going to be offset by having to trade away players to save money as well.
Wow.
Which is why you're going to have conversations about guys like Dylan Cease and Luis Arraez because they have value on the market out there. And they also are making a good chunk of change between, you know, $12 and $16 million, where you could allocate that towards some other players if you needed to do so. But of course, you trade them away, you've added different holes on your roster.
Correct. Now you have even more holes. It's the dam. It's the dam breaking, and you're chewing Bubblicious trying to plug the dam. And that's not. It doesn't breed a lot of confidence. Not that I don't have confidence in the guys that are here, but it's certainly, yeah, you can see why people get a little bit spicy.
The one thing that I don't like to see is when financial constraints stop you from doing something smart.
Correct.
And to me, the biggest thing there would be the impossibility, perhaps, you know, giving Jackson Merrill a long-term contract.
Yep.
Because if you do that, you're going to, you may not pay him much this, you know, this coming year, but you're, if you give him a long-term deal, his CVT number will go through the roof from nothing, the rookie minimum, possibly, you know, to over $20 to $30 million, which might be really smart to do. You know, the Fernando Tatis Jr. contract, 14 years and $340 million, is starting to look like one of the smartest things the Padres ever did.
Correct.
When you see the kind of money that Juan Soto and Shohei Ohtani are getting, and knowing you don't have to worry about that guy for another decade plus, you'd like to think that Jackson Merrill might fall in that same category. Sign him now when you still have lots of control. You know, he's not making big money yet, and do what, you know, the Atlanta Braves do. Give him a long-term deal, but you may not be able to do the smart thing because of your constraints on the CBT, and that'll put you way over the threshold, and you won't have any way to offset that, you know, unless you got rid of seven players.
Yeah,
and that's a problem.
And typically, you know, when you have a guy, like when the Royals when the Royals realized what they had in Bobby Witt Jr., they locked him down to an 11-year deal, right? Like, that's just what you do when you have a guy like Bobby Witt Jr. But they didn't have these massively bloated contracts from other stars that they had signed. They had a couple, certainly, but do you run the risk with a Jackson Merrill, Ben, of saying, hey, man, like, we obviously love you. We obviously think you're the center fielder of the future. Hell, maybe even the shortstop of the future. Nobody really knows what's in the plans. But we're paying you $600,000 a year for the next 6 years. Like, what's the rush? Do you worry? If you're Jackson Merrill, are you like, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. I want to cash in big one day. I mean, do you run the risk of pissing off a guy like Jackson Merrill by not offering him that Bobby Witt type deal? You know, this is a guy that finished second in the rookie of the year. Did he get some MVP votes, or am I insane?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, like, do you run the risk if you wait another season to try to get on more financial footing of, like, now I'm pissing off the guy that, you know, we all agree is a big part of the future here?
I don't think
There's no rush to do it.
I mean, if you waited a season, remember, they'd still have control of him for four more years.
Yep.
After this year. That's a long time. You know, if the Padres decide next year they want to offer him a long-term contract, my guess is Jackson's not holding some grudge that he didn't get it a year before. Right now,
how many years can you wait?
He's got no leverage.
How many years can you wait? Three? Four? Five?
I would say, you know, if he's going into his last year before free agency,
you're
through
toast.
The 6 year, at that point, it's like Juan Soto.
Let's just wait.
You know, all the way up to, I'd say, 2 years before, the team is in a good position to negotiate with the player, because, you know, he doesn't have the ability to, you know, that's a long time to get through two seasons of staying healthy and continuing to produce when, you know, that bird in the hand is ready to be signed. So they have time to sign Jackson Merrill.
Yeah, they do.
It's just the price is going to go up.
Yeah.
You know, this is a year you can buy out very cheaply. Next year is a year you can buy out very cheaply. After that, you know, arbitration starts kicking in. You're not getting as big of a discount on a long-term deal with Jackson Merrill. So, you know, if you're unable to do that because of the CBT, then you're actually unable to do the smarter thing because of the constraints that you've placed upon yourself.
Sure.
But again, Padres have not said this. This is sources. This is, you know, just kind of reading the room and the situation with what's going on. But yeah, we are also kind of hearing the same sort of things.
Kudos for not saying tea leaves, by the way. You said reading the room, and I was waiting for the tea leaves.
I've been trying not to say it.
You're amazing.
You called me
gaslighting
out on
us. And
you're gaslighting us into not saying tea leaves.
I've been very careful to try to avoid that particular phrase over the last couple of weeks.
He's got all his tea leaves spread out in front of him. He's reading them like an oracle. I was waiting for it, but she didn't say it.
I did not say
Proud
it.
Proud of you. That's growth.
Thank you.
Now just stop gaslighting me.
I'm trying not to gaslight.
I feel like I'm being gaslit.
You know, would it be fun if they...
Gaslighted?
I think it's gaslit.
Gaslit.
Yeah, gaslit. It's such a powerful word.
The Gaslit District.
Yeah, the Gaslit District.
It's been a long time without really knowing.
Oh, I would just say it and I had no idea what it meant all the time.
Are you gaslighting
me right now? Why are you so mad? I'm not. Yes, you are. No, I'm not. I'm not mad at all. You're very mad. That's being gaslit, yes? Happens all the time.
My other concern has to do with the one player that we know the Padres are targeting this offseason. Because they talked about it yesterday.
Oh, God.
And we got audio of them talking about it yesterday.
Oh, God. This made me so nervous.
And that would be Roky Sasaki. And we'll get into that and play a little take on Woods when we come back. Kick off hour number two of the program next year on 97.3 The Fan.